And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Noah's Thrift Store. I've got Sue Kohler, Cindy Lamont, and Lauren Iflander here. Also, Danielle Feller with the Chino Valley Equestrian Park and Pam Berry with Horses with Heart. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Prescott Frontier Rotary puts on Prescott's biggest garden party. It's the 14th annual Grapes for Grades auction and wine tasting to benefit the PUSD 21st Century Summer Program. And the garden is Waters Garden Center. Some of the proceeds from this event will provide funding for this great summer program that builds a strong foundation in all academic basics and enrichment classes in science and computers. The date for this year's garden party is Sunday, June 30th from 5 till 8, and tickets are $50 each. As is traditional with this event, 12 different wines will be available for tasting, as well as local beers from Prescott Brewing. Music will be provided by Anton and Drew, and hors d'oeuvres and sweets will be prepared by El Gato Azul. Tickets are available at Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott, as well as Prescott True Value, Waters Garden Center, and PrescottFrontierRotary.com. Hey folks, if you miss it, don't whine, get it. To me, good enough just isn't.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our first guest talking to Executive Director Pam Berry with Horses with Heart. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Lorette. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here. There's a lot going on with Horses with Heart.
We are very busy this time of year. We've just finished our second riding session. So
wow.
We've got a couple weeks off, but we're going to fill in that time really fast.
Let's back it up just a little bit,
okay.
Pam. What is Horses with Heart?
Horses with Heart provides therapeutic horsemanship opportunities for people with disabilities. We cover all ages from 4 to 80 plus, and just about any disability that the doctor gives the okay for them to come and ride with us.
You said 80 plus, so there's a wide range.
There is a wide range, absolutely.
So no one can get turned down?
Not for age, no.
Oh, perfect. So there is hope. So older people can come out and ride the horses.
Absolutely.
And you have a session for that.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so what else is going on with Horses with Heart? You just said you just finished.
Right. We've just finished up. We do 4 6-week sessions throughout the year. And we've just finished session two.
So it's like summer camp?
We've got summer camp coming now. Between June and mid-August, we do a few other things. So we'll be at Frontier Days Rodeo the first night. We'll be doing Happy Trails summer camps, which are 3 days, 2 weeks in July, where it's just they do different activities. We'll do crafts time and educational time, and, of course, they get to ride.
And is that open to just anybody?
That's open to just special needs riders.
Okay.
However, for the first time this year, we're offering a day for siblings of special needs riders.
Oh, my gosh. How fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great, as a sibling, I would get jealous if that one person got to do it and I didn't.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that when my mom stuck us in summer camp, it was, you know, you're going to take both kids or none. And it is hard to split up your siblings. And
definitely. And it's, you know, not uncommon for the special needs child to really take a lot of extra time of mom and dad. And it does kind of affect the siblings.
And that is, what a great idea to involve the siblings. So this is the first annual the siblings can do it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so what other programs you got going on?
Well, we're really excited because we've had for a long time need for better facilities for storing our equipment. And we started reaching out to our community last fall, and we gathered some donors and some people that were willing to help us out. And we have built a brand new 20 by 20 tack building that is just amazing. And so we're doing an open house. We want to invite our community to come in and see what we've done and let us say thank you for all their help.
And when is this open house? It sounds
Wednesday.
Great.
Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday, the 19th, from 6 o'clock to 7:30. You're going to be there and do a ribbon cutting
for
us.
Yes, I will be.
And we're just, like I said, going to say thank you to all those that have helped. And we'll have a few snacks and soft drinks and things to keep everybody.
Your place is a snack place. I just have to say, it really is.
We've got the best hospitality hostess ever.
You guys do, I promise. And you guys have the best snacks, so I'm there.
Okay.
Well, not just because I have to be, but, you know, the whole snack thing enticed me already. I was like, all right, I'm there.
Yeah.
So it is going to be just a grand opening, basically, with a ribbon cutting of your new tack building.
Correct.
I think it's great. You guys are expanding. How many acres do you guys have?
We just have 5 acres. But, you know, we gradually improve and expand on what we've got. And so if you come on out on Wednesday evening, we can give you the grand tour, introduce you to the horses, meet some of our riders and families that participate there, and get a feel for the whole thing.
How many horses do you guys have?
We have 14 right now.
Wow. Is that like a good number, or is that kind of a low number?
It's a good basic number for what we do, because you always have to have a few extras that, you know, in case somebody's not feeling well that day, you have to sub in somebody else. We've got them in all sizes. We've got a couple of minis there. They're part of our outreach program. Our marvelous minis program goes out to nursing homes, special ed classes at schools. They're a regular visitor at the Big Brothers Big Sisters picnic in the fall. So they're just kind of, they go out there and they do their ambassador thing for us.
Their ambassador program for you guys.
Yeah.
And how many of these marvelous minis do you guys have?
Well, we have just two. Well, actually, we have one. We've got another one that's a lease from one of our volunteers. And then we've got some people in the community that live there in Chino have minis, and so they bring theirs along, and just depends on how many we need to take wherever we're going.
What a great program. I honestly didn't know you guys did that, and I've known you for a long time, and I just didn't know you guys did outreach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if there's anybody in the community that's kind of looking to spice up their event or trying to do a little bit of outreach themselves, mm-hmm. can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. give me a call at the office, 928-533-9178.
And then you guys can bring some little minis out there. Mm-hmm. It's a great way, like you said, they're ambassadors for your program.
They also usually do some educational component, depending on who the audience is, whether it's seniors or special needs children. We kind of cater it to whatever the group is.
Now, summertime is here. And is one of the things you're looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers. It's one of our biggest needs because we can't do what we do without people to help. Many of our riders take three people just for them to ride.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called a safety support team. One handles the horse and there's one on each side. Now, not everybody needs that much help, but a lot of them do. So it takes a lot of people.
So it does take a lot of people just to volunteer.
Yep.
And what are some of the things that they would be doing? So they could be...
Basically, what we do is we kind of give you an overview of what we do. And then we let you tell us where you think you fit in, whether it's grooming horses, just scooping the poop, helping in classes, helping in the office, helping with fundraising, facility maintenance. I mean, when you've got a 5-acre property and you've got lots of animals and lots of different people in and out, there's always stuff to do.
There is. It sounds like it. Definitely. Yep. It sounds like there's always something to do.
And just happens that we have a volunteer orientation coming up on the 29th.
The 29th of this month.
The 29th of June.
So now's the perfect time.
Absolutely.
If you're interested. Now, somebody like me that doesn't have any horse experience, do I have to? Do I have to know how to ride one? Do I have to know, what to do with one, how to walk one?
Nope, you don't have to, and you don't even have to touch horses if you don't want to.
Oh.
Like I said, we try to fill you in where you feel like you fit the need. But we'll train you the way we do things. Unfortunately, every horse person does something a little bit different. But for safety and consistency with our animals, we train everybody the horses with Heartway.
Ah, I like that, the horses with Heartway. And I guess we can kind of make an announcement today, too, and tell everyone to save the date.
Yeah.
We've got a big event coming up with you guys.
Yes, we do.
And what is that one?
That would be Sequins and Saddles.
Sequins and Saddles. Yeehaw! That is our annual barnyard hoedown, silent auction, pie auction.
Yep. Great barbecue dinner, dancing to the Rusty Pistols.
Ah.
Have some line dancing going on.
Yep. If you don't know how to line dance like me, it's okay. There is an instructor there.
Yep.
And she was there last year. She was fantastic.
She was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll be back, coming back. So we're doing this again.
Yeah.
One more time. We're partnering it up.
Yep.
It was such a fun event last year. It was a sold out event.
It was a sold out
event. So that's why we're kind of making this announcement a little bit early to let people know, hey, soon we'll be ready to start selling some tickets.
August 30th is the date, correct?
August 30th is the date. It is the launch of the Territorial Weekend for Chino Valley, which is a really big weekend for us. So I know I won't probably get much sleep that weekend, but it's certainly a fun weekend, and it's something that we all look forward to every year. So that August 30th is the launch, like you said. So we'll have Sequins and Saddles come out, learn how to dance. If you don't dance, that's fine. There's plenty to do. There was a lot to do there last year.
Right. We had the photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
Just the socializing. People were having a great time.
It was a great time.
Yep.
People were listening to music. Yeah. Everything was so good.
Yep.
It was definitely worth the event. It was, if you haven't been to it, definitely come out. Yep. Make sure to get your tickets in advance. Like I said, this is a sold-out event, and that'll be August 30th, the launch of the Territorial Weekend.
It's at Horses with Heart under the covered arena, so we're not bothered by rain, but there won't be rain that weekend anyway.
No, definitely. No rain. So we've got your tack shed, open house, and ribbon cutting this Wednesday.
From 6 to 7:30.
The 19th from 6 to 7:30 at Horses with Heart. Tell us how we get to you.
Okay, so we're on the very south end of Chino. Come on down to this roundabout at Kalinich. If you're coming from Chino, from the left, you're going to go east on Kalinich, and you'll see our sign. Come on back to that covered arena, and we'll have people out there to greet you and show you where we're at.
Thank you, Pam. Pam Berry with Horses with Heart. I really appreciate talking to you today. And thanks for letting us know of all the upcoming things that you guys got going on.
Thanks for having me, and we'll see you soon.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam. Fight fraud. Fight on.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Fraud is everywhere. Repair fraud, moving fraud, phone fraud, sales fraud. And because it is everywhere, I need everyone's help. If you suspect a consumer fraud, call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with our next guest, Noah Thrift Store, and they're having a special celebration, but I am here with three lovely ladies. I've got Sue Kohler, Cindy Lamont, and Lauren Iflander. They're all board members of the Noah Thrift Store. How are you, ladies?
Great, thanks.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. I love that I have you all here. I see you guys maybe once a month. I am a member of the board, and it's actually one of my favorite boards that I love being on. Let's talk a little bit about what Noah is.
Well, Noah, it's named after, it's like neglected, orphan, abused, and helpless animals. And they've been there for 20 years with a thrift store, raising money for various rescues and
helping out the community. Right. And there's so many different rescues that we help. So some of these rescues are like ARF?
Yes, actually, there's about a dozen rescues that we help. Dog rescues, horse rescues. We actually help out the zoo when they're in need. ARF is one of them, Animal Disaster Services, Circle L Ranch, Caddyshack. So there's a variety of animal rescues and charities that we help out by selling things in our thrift store.
And I
basically all the
great.
Proceeds go to that.
Perfect. And what I love about it is it's not just one location that you're helping out. You're not just helping out Prescott or Prescott Valley. It is literally all over.
It is, yes.
It's everyone that needs help. you know, any of these organizations that need kind of, whether it's startup money or just kind of money to help sustain, is what we help to do. And like you said, we do this by the thrift stores.
That's correct.
There's two different thrift stores, am I correct?
Yeah, we have the Walmart and the Dillard's of thrift stores.
I love that.
Noah 1 and Noah 2.
Noah 1, Noah 2, also known as the Walmart and the Dillard's. I love both of those stores, I just got to say.
There you go.
I just want to add, but the money stays local.
Absolutely.
So it just helps us in the Quad Cities, right?
Right. So it is for the Quad Cities, the money that is raised through the thrift store. Sorry, that was a tongue twister. Just kind of, it does stay in our community, and it is a local.
That's correct, yes.
And so I know we help with spay neutering, and then we also help, you know, with a bunch of different organizations.
We do, and, you know, we really rely on donations from the public to be able to resell these items that people are going to be getting rid of anyway to raise money, and then as these rescues are in need, we can give them the funds that they need. For example, the zoo had a fire a couple months ago, and we were able to come in and give them a check the next day and help them rebuild what they lost over that small fire that they had. So
if anyone's willing, if you're cleaning out your closets, because I just did this, mm-hmm. and I'm still doing this, I don't want to, you know, I'll get to it one day. I'll finish it, I promise. But if I wanted to donate my things, it would be a great way to donate and feel good about it. I'm not just donating to a company that's just going to go ahead and resell it, and it's not going to go back into the community.
Absolutely.
This way, I'm donating to you guys where that money does go back into the community.
Also, I'd like to add that Noah's will do pickups if you have several pieces of furniture, and all you have to do is give us a call. And Cindy, do you have the number right there?
I do. Noah's phone number is area code 928-708-0545. And you can call us and arrange for a pickup. Let's say you're having a garage sale or you're having a moving sale and you have some good items left over, we would absolutely love to turn those into money for the rescues.
And Prescott's just so supportive of their animals that we love the people that come and they clean out their closets, they donate their furniture, and it's all for the animals.
Well, and it's such a great program, like we were saying, but also great thrift stores. Do you know the finds I find there?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know all of us in here probably have found like that one little treasure, and I'm like, yes, you know, I just can't get rid of it. And I'm so excited. And I guess that one little treasure keeps you going back every time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so great. Like, what's your best treasure that you've ever found? You girls like work there and volunteer there.
I found some snowshoes.
That's a treasure alone this year. Wait, well, that was, yeah, definitely.
And it's sitting on top of my shelves for next year.
For next year, hello. See? That's perfect.
I found some beautiful paintings, and I want you to know we also have great sales all the time.
Ah.
So, you know, you have to come in every day and check.
And see.
Yeah, and each store has different sales, so it's fun to go to both stores and you can get some great stuff.
I always go to both stores.
Yeah.
Definitely. Cindy, what's your favorite?
It's a little bit of everything there, too.
Right.
You know, there's clothing and shoes and knickknacks, but we have furniture and artwork, and you'd be amazed at the amount of really good quality new clothes that come in with tags, and, you know, people buy them and then never wear them like I do and donate them. So it's a great place to just come and find wonderful little finds.
It is, and great furniture, like you just said. I actually furnished the chamber with furniture from Noah's. Like I said, I support you guys, and we were in dire need of furniture when I first got there. So it is a great place. I know that there is a big event coming up. What is that?
There is. It's our 20th anniversary. We have been open 20 years supporting the rescues in Prescott and surrounding areas, and we're having a huge celebration on Saturday to really promote NOAA and say thank you to the community for coming and supporting us all these years, and we would love to have everyone out.
Right.
It's going to be this Saturday, which is the 20th, from 10 a.m. to 2
22nd.
p.m. 22nd, sorry.
I don't know what day it is.
No, it's perfect. You had me scared. I was like, uh-oh. I'm double booked then, if that's the case.
And Lorette, the first 50 get kitty cash, right, Sue?
That's right. You're going to get $5 off your your purchase.
So Kitty Cash. Yeah. I like it. I did see that. It was fantastic. They're cute. So the first 50 people get Kitty Cash, which just means $5 off any item.
Any item.
And there's going to be sales all day long.
Going to be sales correct. All day long.
So you
and
can come
in. And you're going to meet the people we support. They're going to come out. A lot of them are going to bring animals for you to see. And it'll be fun.
It'll be a great way to involve the community. I know I heard something, a rumor about a barbecue grill being there.
We
as
do.
Well.
I'm bringing it from home, hopefully on the right day. But yes, we're going to have hot dogs and sodas, and we're probably going to have some music. And all the rescues, or most of the rescues that we support, are going to have animals there of some sort. There's going to be dogs for adoption. We're going to have potentially a baby pig, a blue macaw from the park zoo, some kitties. So please come out and check out the animals and check out the store. It's going to be a great event.
It's just going to be fun.
Don't forget the sheep.
The sheep.
And maybe almost a sheep. All the animals and the animals except for the zoo, the macaw, are going to be adoptable. Is that correct?
Correct. They're all adoptable. So.
Oh, wow. So what a great day. So if you're looking for that family pet, even the pig's adoptable?
I believe so.
Yeah. Nice.
If you want a pig, come on out.
I don't know if my HOA will approve this, but yeah, it would be, I'm looking for any animal.
Yep.
So if you're looking for an animal, looking for just a fun time, trying to get some deals, some great sales, this is where to go. So it's Noah's Thrift Store. We're having sales in Noah 1 and Noah 2. And where is it located? What's the easiest way to get there?
The address, we're right off of White Spar, as Montezuma turns into White Spar. There's a corner there with Shepherd's Express gas station. It's actually on the corner of Walker and Granite. The address is 603 South Granite. So we will have signs out. As you're heading out towards White Spar, you'll be able to see the Noah sign sitting on the corner. And we're right there. You can't miss it.
And it'll be plenty of parking. Just park anywhere. Come enjoy a hot dog, a soda, like you said. Are they cheese dogs?
I don't know yet.
All right.
But we'll work on that one for you.
They're Costco dogs. Those are the best.
There you go. Those are the best. I do love Costco dogs. So we'll have hot dogs. We'll have plenty of entertainment, some food out there. Come out and just really see what Noah's is about.
Absolutely.
And what we stand for and all the things that we've done. Can you imagine 20 years?
Yes.
Noah's been around.
We still have some volunteers that have been there 20 years. Can you believe it?
And it's the volunteers keep Noah's going, because with the 40 volunteers, and we're still looking for more. So if you want to spend 3 hours with some great people, our customers are wonderful. It's just one of the easiest volunteer jobs you can have and enjoy it. And then you get to shop too.
Yeah. That's probably the best part, to kind of go shopping and check out the deals and what new things are coming in the door.
There's always a wonderful group of people too. We asked everybody at our Christmas party why they volunteered, and it's the camaraderie. It's a fun place. It's a great group of people, and they really enjoy being there, and the volunteers make us. We really need those volunteers. So,
no, the volunteers were great. We did like a volunteer training, and that was fantastic. They were just so excited to be even volunteers.
They are.
I was like, I haven't seen that much enthusiasm. I'm like, you guys know you're not getting paid, right? But it was great, and I just love how the volunteers are very excited. Everyone is supportive of Noah, and I'm just so glad to have a piece of what I do on the side here with me today, and all you ladies here, to explain to people, why we're in the community and what we do.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, that although we've been around 20 years, a lot of people don't know what Noah is.
Right.
So now that they, Prescott is a huge animal community, it's very dog friendly, and Noah specifically supports those animal rescues, and that is solely what we do. So it's nice to spread that word.
And what did Noah stand for again?
It's neglected, orphaned, abused, and helpless animals. So we cover the gamut.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what you're saying is people just don't realize that even after 20 years that this facility exists.
That's
and
correct.
That we're here to help. Now, if there's an organization out there that is looking, you know, hey, maybe struggling here with some few animals that we've got going on, how do they contact you guys and what do they do to kind of get that help or assistance?
They just call us at the number that we gave, and then we have a form we fill out, and then we...
So like an application.
An application, and then we will go out and visit the site, and...
And just kind of do an inspection and see
and
we'll talk
about how much you need, or... But we are very interested in helping any animal rescue group.
And it doesn't have to be... Yeah, exactly. Anywhere. I know that we've done things out in Chino and still support groups out in Chino.
Yes, we
which
do.
Is fantastic. So we're not just limited, to, like we said, just to one area and one area only.
Yeah, and our money doesn't go far away. Our money stays right here.
Absolutely. And that's the best part.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you shop at that thrift store, not only because you guys got great deals,
but
it's also because, you know, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a way to, you know, like you said, go out with the volunteers, have a smile, and they all have smiles on their face, and just to really support something local that's doing good.
That's right.
You do a great job.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. All you women do. I mean, just, you know, getting to know you all on the board, it's so fascinating to me getting, you know, what you each do and your backgrounds. I'm like, wow.
It's
a little intimidated. No, I think it's great. I love being, you know, a part of NOAA's. I love what it stands for. It has a special place in my heart, too. And I think that what we do is fantastic. Like you said, half of the groups that we help out, there's a lot of them on that list.
That's right. And it's all need-based. So, you know, if they need a particular cage or, you know, like the zoo, for example, you know, when they had that fire, they just call us up and say, hey, you know, we need an extra little bit of money that month, something like that. And so we can really get in there and help those.
And like ARF, we provided money for their fencing, their dog bunkies. I mean, it's a very diverse funding.
It is.
Yeah. And we also support neutering feral cats, so some of our funds go to that.
There's all kinds of stuff. I know that in board meetings, there's a lot of things that come up.
There is.
Yeah. So we definitely support a lot of different organizations. But if there is an organization out there that needs a little help, that they can contact us.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
that's
so,
what we're here for.
Absolutely, and I think it's so great. Come out to the NOAA 20th anniversary. What are we calling this, Block Party?
Yes,
yeah.
Block Party.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
We are calling this the NOAA's 20th anniversary Block Party. Come on out. Have a great time shopping. Get some killer summer clothes, some deals, some great knickknacks.
Check out the animals.
Check out the animals. Yeah. And
a
lot of them are. Have a hot dog. And a lot of these animals are up for adoption.
Yep. Correct.
So if you're looking for an animal or just a special guy in your life, you can come out and find, you know, one of those animals or gal, guy or gal, animal. Thank you guys so much for letting us know. It is this Saturday, NOAA's thrift store, 20th anniversary, and Saturday the 22nd from 10 a.m.
to 2 p.m.
From 2 p.m. Thank you, girl ladies, so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Loretta.
Thank you.
We'll see you all in just a few with our next guest.
All right.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together. Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Another tie for Father's Day, or maybe some cologne. All you really wanted was to be in a hammock in your shady backyard. I'm Ken at Waters Garden Center. Come get the beautiful trees you've always wanted during our 4th of July tree sale. Trees are specially priced, ready to grow. Buy three or more and get our guaranteed plant service half price. It's hot out there, so we'll do the hard work for you and make your backyard as comfortable as your living room. Safe, natural, organic. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Nothing spoils a good time like having your RV breaking down. Sun Valley Diesel will keep you right on pushing with their diesel oil change. Up to 12 quarts with filter for just $69.95. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox and make an appointment today. Sun Valley Diesel, complete truck service on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living." Sun Valley Diesel.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The black couple suing the city of Phoenix after police pulled guns on them make public comments today in a viral video that's now been featured nationwide. Officers are seen drawing their weapons on a pregnant Aisha Harper. Her children and her fiance, police were after them for alleged shoplifting. Harper says the experience has traumatized her four-year-old.
Now one of us were arrested. We weren't charged with anything. We gave them our full name, Social Security, run our backgrounds and everything.
Their attorney, Sandra Slayton, argues,
"These are unarmed individuals, a pregnant woman, a baby, and a four-year-old, and an unarmed man. I don't even care what color. I don't even care what they look like. It's wrong to do this to anybody."
The couple claims the four-year-old took a doll from a Family Dollar store without them knowing about it. They also reject apologies from Police Chief Jerry Williams and Mayor Kate Gallego. In a statement, the Phoenix Police Union plea says, quote, "Accountability first requires completion of a fact-based investigation." The couple is suing the city for $10 million. Sunny and dry days, clear, mild overnights this week, cooling after bedtime to about 55. Then highs tomorrow through Thursday in the breezy mid-80s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, clear overnight skies, a low near 59, highs in the sunny mid to upper 90s Tuesday through Thursday. This KQ&A news and weather is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley will continue on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Steve Ryan, librarian at Prescott Public Library. Teams looking for leadership experience are invited to participate in the Toastmasters Youth Leadership Program at Prescott Public Library. Participants will gain valuable speaking and leadership skills to last a lifetime. The courses are presented by trained Toastmasters facilitators and are free for teens ages 13 to 18. Register online at prescottlibrary.info at the Youth Desk or call 928-777-1537 for more information.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm talking to my next guest today. And I am here with Cindy Lamont, and she is a realtor, also a new member of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce.
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being here today. So I didn't on purpose say where you work at because there was a little bit of a transition.
There has been, yes. Back in February, Bloomtree Realty, which by far is the biggest real estate office in the Prescott area, we actually merged with Better Homes and Gardens, and it's been an amazing move. Better Homes and Gardens is an internationally known name.
It
comes with a wonderful reputation that we've really been able to utilize in the real estate market.
So to kind of be a little bit naive, Better Homes and Garden to me means a magazine.
Yes, it is a division of the magazine, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yes, they do have a real estate division, and we reap the benefits of being associated with that magazine for advertising purposes, and because we're basically in every home in America. So people associate that name with quality. And now we're selling homes, and yeah.
So it is a division of it. I wasn't going crazy.
It is. You're absolutely
correct. So it's not just a magazine. How interesting is that?
Yes,
it's wonderful. So it's like a component of the magazine.
It is.
Like another little branch.
It is. They have a real estate division, and we're part of that real estate division.
Wow. I love that. I did not know that.
It's been a great move. Everybody knows what Better Homes and Gardens is, so we have international recognition right off the bat.
And you said you just basically did this back in February.
We did.
So it hasn't even been a full year yet.
Nope. It was effective February, and we got out there within the first 2 days and changed signs and changed logos, and it was just,
wow.
I'm sure people see the flood of green signs out there.
I do.
And that's us.
I do see the flood of green signs out there, and that's why I was a little bit confused, Better Homes and Garden.
Correct.
But that now you're explaining it to us and letting us know why it's called that.
It's officially Better Homes and Gardens Bloomtree Realty. So it was just a merger.
Imagine answering the phone saying that.
I know. It is a long title, but it works. So
this is what's going on. And you're letting us know this is why. You guys kind of just did an official merge. Nobody, you know, it's not that you guys went out of business or anything.
Nope. We just thought that Better Homes and Gardens was a wonderful avenue to pair with to be able to get that international recognition, because Bloomtree is huge in Arizona and specifically in Prescott because we were founded here. But Better Homes and Gardens, really that name allows us to go out, you know, nationally as well as internationally with that recognition.
Just
and their
branch
marketing
out.
Materials are fantastic.
So as really a realtor, fantastic. You get access to these marketing materials.
Absolutely.
So it's a huge benefit for you guys and for the community as well.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful move. So far, we're just happy as can be. So,
how's the real estate market right now?
The real estate market is great. It's booming. The summer is our busy time. May through October tends to be the busiest months. And we are just, I tell everybody, if you want to sell a house, now's the time to sell it. It's really going. We're down on inventory, below about 600,000. So,
wow.
You know, it's people's houses that they're ready to list. You know, they're selling and turning pretty quickly.
They are actually. I actually just put a condo up on the market, and in a week's time, it was already gone.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just amazing to see. And is this a trend just here in our local area, or is this trend kind of happening everywhere?
You know, nationally, it's starting to level out a little bit.
Okay.
But Prescott is such a destination, especially for retirees. And, you know, we have so many accolades about how wonderful Prescott, Chino, Prescott Valley are that people are still continuing to come here.
Right.
And so we're seeing just a huge influx of people.
And in Chino Valley alone, I mean, things are going like hotcakes.
They are.
I mean,
Chino Valley
is hot off
the
griddle.
That's right.
And I just don't even, you know, people walk in, and we get a lot of people coming in the chamber, and they walk in either asking for rentals, and I hate to laugh, but it's like almost there's none.
There are none.
I mean, a rental is hard to find alone anywhere.
It always has been in Prescott, but specifically the rental market is so hot too. It's hard to find a rental. You're right.
Exactly. It's hard to find
you're
a
right.
rental. And I'm just noticing too that everything in Chino is just going, I mean, hot, fast.
It is.
So if you like a house, you know, you better get on it fast.
I tell buyers, you need to be pre-qualified and ready to go, because if something comes on the market that you love, you need to jump on it that day. You know, if you wait around a week, it's going to be gone.
And that's the truth. I bought a home in Chino, and I was going back and forth. It probably took us, I want to say, like 6 months. And it was just because things would fly off the market. You'd walk inside the house and look at it. I barely get to the kitchen, and they're like, oh, this one's taken. Let's go on to the next one. And so it's a little bit frustrating as a buyer, you know, just to kind of go through that. But you know, if you have the patience and the determination and the commitment, I was finally able to find the right place.
Right.
And a friend of mine who's a realtor, she told me, I was like, how am I going to find, you know, how am I going to know this is the right place? She's all, the way you'll know is by when you walk in, you're going to be like, hey, my table's going to go there. My bookshelf's going to go here. This is where I'm going to put my bed. And she was so right. I walked into this place going, that's exactly where my table's going to go. That's exactly
right.
Where my bedroom set's going to go. I'm going to put, you know, this over here and that over there. So it is, when you find the right home, it's just the right home for you.
I think most people do know. We had some buyers in last week, and I took them up and showed them a home. And I looked over at the wife, and she had tears in her eyes. And I said, what's the matter? And she just said, it's so beautiful. And her husband said, oh, don't mind her. She did the same thing when we bought our last house. So again, she just knew the emotion came, and she said, this is my next house. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful when you have that experience.
And
we,
like you said, we're starting to see, you know, a lot of people coming from out of state buying.
Absolutely.
So it's just an increase happening in our area.
It is. You know, people are buying and selling in the local area, but our influx is really from California. And a lot of people from the valley still, you know, we get people, once it gets to be 120 degrees, they come up to Prescott and want a second home. And so it's really an influx from both places.
What would you say, Cindy, to the people that, I mean, a lot of people get upset and they're saying, well, you know, these people shouldn't, you know, stay in their area and don't buy houses over here because they're, you know, increasing the housing market over here. And it's hard for us locals who have been here 30 years to just purchase a house. I mean, I'm sure that's something you hear on a daily basis.
It absolutely is. So we keep the bad ones out, and we only let the good ones in. That's my answer. No, you know, unfortunately, when you live in a wonderful place like Prescott, there is just going to be an influx of people. And so you got to take the good and the bad, and, you know, it is what it is. It's a wonderful place. And constantly in magazines, every month we get some new award of Prescott being such a wonderful town. And so people are hearing about it, and we just hope we can keep it under control. So,
well, thanks. And as a new member, I just got to let you know that this Tuesday, tomorrow night, we have a mixer that's going on from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
Wonderful.
And that mixer is going to be held at the Chino Valley Equestrian Park. So it's right up on Perkinsville Road. It's a great mixer. They're going to do horse demonstrations, barrel racing, something with horses and guns. I'm not sure what that really meant. I think they shoot guns off horses. Either way, it's going to be a fabulous time. They're going to be doing a lot of crockpot recipes.
Oh, wow.
So I know, who doesn't love a good crockpot recipe?
Absolutely.
All right. And so I just kind of wanted to let you know that this is one of the perks of being a member.
Perfect. You will be there.
I hope so. Yeah, it's going to be a great one. We'll even have a DJ there.
Wonderful.
Come on.
Can't beat live music.
Yep, and we'll have adult beverages.
Great.
So it's just going to be a fun time to come out, learn what the Chino Valley Equestrian Park is all about. They've actually taken over the old building out in Chino Valley. So what it is it used to be our rodeo.
Oh, great.
So they've kind of taken that over, and they're showing everyone, you know, what they've done with it now. They've got about 80 acres.
That's great.
So I hope to see you tomorrow, Cindy.
Wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you so much for being here as my guest today. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Come out and celebrate over 35 years of Sawyer Brown.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown, live in concert. Saturday, June 22nd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, Stargazer Pavilion.
The race is on and here comes Pride in the back.
With special guests, Shenandoah and Rick Trevino. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Gift Shop and CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Now there ain't no cure. Summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Imagine a solar panel connected to your air conditioning unit that saves you energy and money. Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating will tell you more about it and how it works. The Urban Farm will be dishing out edible desert plants, staycations, how-tos, and your home improvement questions. So start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
thank you all for joining us today. My guests today were Noah's Thrift Store. I had Sue Kohler in here, Cindy Lamont, and Lauren Iflander. We also had Pam Berry with Horses with Heart. And then we also spoke with Cindy Lamont from Better Homes and Gardens. Get your calendars out and get those iPhones out or Androids. We've got some upcoming events. June 18th, which is tomorrow, is the Mixer at the Chino Valley Equestrian Park from 5 to 6:30. June 19th is the grand opening at Horses with Heart and the ribbon cutting at the Tack Shed. And June 22nd is Noah's Thrift Store 20th anniversary. So there's a lot going on this weekend. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.